And when we think about performances of this song, this one's by Curtis Mayfield, there is a play called Get Ready. Coming up, it's going to be staged by New Horizon Theater. And it's our pleasure to talk about the play this morning, and we're about to do so with Joyce Megerson Moore, who is the executive director at New Horizon Theater, and Joe Plummer is going to join us as well. He is the co-author of the play, and I'll say good morning to each of them, starting with you, Joyce. Good morning.
Good morning, people. Get ready. Good morning.
Is this, and I don't know if this is the right or if it's get ready, because here I come. I decided it was probably
Curtis. I thought about that one, too.
I was thinking it was Curtis Mayfield. We can ask Joe Plummer, who is here, too. Joe, is it one of those two, or is it another song that you were thinking about when you wrote this?
No, not really. I love the Temptations. So Get Ready is just a reason to write the play, because these guys, the five guys, like the Temptations, have to get ready, even if they don't get to go again.
I did not think about the Temptations. God, I loved them too, and that there were a lot of groups, not only those that became nationally known, but locally, that were really working to become those, four-member acts, five-member acts, choreographed and ready to just take the world by storm. Tell me a little bit about the plot of the play and what people will see. Get Ready opens October 30th.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's about a five-man singing group who just happened to have another hit after all those years that passed them by. It was a fluke with this one person in the group. But the basis is that they got a hit record finally again, and they all have to get back together, even though they have they have the past with them that gnaws at their situation, because they all have different ideas about what should be and everything. So, but they really deep down inside love each other. We have Art Terry playing Nobby, the choreographer. He's going to be the main guy who gets them back together as far as being on stage. We have Leslie Howard playing Vern. He's the, the mild-mannered guy who has, who takes care of business for them. We have Sam Lothert playing Bunch, which rhymes with lunch and munch. So you know he's heavy set. and we have
he's also the same one who played Willie Dixon in Blues is the Roots, just for the audience who may have seen that. Go ahead. Excuse me, Joe.
That's okay. I love it. Charles Timbers, who plays Johnson, who's kind of a hothead. Amir Hardy, who plays Frankie, the younger brother of Vern, who's really a hothead, but he has like a patch over his eye because his eye comes out and he can't. his girlfriend has his eye at her house. Kevin Brown plays Roscoe, who wants to go solo. And last but not, Angelique Struthers plays Eva D, who is now married to Roscoe, but she used to be a girlfriend of Nobby, the choreographer. So, and she plays Eva D, who, as I said, who dated Nobby years ago, but now is married to Roscoe. And the young guy who takes care of, sweeps and cleans up Nobby's studio is Manny Walker as J.R., the young up-and-coming singer.
I love this plot. I think I immediately understand it. So these guys, some time back in time, we're the thing, and for whatever reason, they disbanded. Regular life got in the way. They went their separate ways. And then out of nowhere, and maybe an older track or one that was never released suddenly becomes a big hit. They are in demand again, and they must learn those steps, learn how to get along with each other, hilarity ensues. Yeah.
The funny part about this is that when we did this play in 2002, these guys were playing older guys. Now, of course, they are older guys. I won't say old guys because they won't like that, but they're now older guys, and we don't have to do as much makeup.
I'm just picturing the spinners, maybe, and they're just trying to remember, is it clockwise, is it counterclockwise, what are we supposed to sing, who steps out and does the lead, and... This sounds, but also I'm talking about the funny part is I'll bet, you know, they've got to make up for lost time and catch up. And I'm sure, so there were probably some somewhat serious moments too. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you are, because the serious moments comes because, as I said before, now that Eva is married to Roscoe, he wants to quit the group, and because he heard the song in the play, and he said, "Oh well, you know what? I can go solo now because I did lead singing, and so now instead of going back to the old group and having fights and arguments, I'm going solo." And so Eva, you know, I should say Nobby tries to entice Eva to let him go from his contract so that he can join the group again.
Okay, so there's a little intrigue, a little business, a little persuasion by one's own spouse. This sounds like a great play. It's called Get Ready. It opens October 30th, which is this coming Thursday night, and it's got a decent run, but still short. So don't delay. I'm trying to look at the dates.
Well, it starts on the 30th. That's preview. Opening night is October 31st. That's Friday. Then we run Saturday, two shows, matinee at 3 and a show at 7:30. And then at Sunday, a matinee at 3. And then you go to the following week, and we open up again on Thursday, Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday. Also, we have two student matinees for November 5th and 6th at 11 a.m., and those are student matinees. But we have matinees also for, you know, the seniors and any other persons who want to come to a matinee performance. But we do run 12 performances, but it's 10 for the general public, and so we want you to get your tickets early because you may want to come back a second time. I believe you will, don't you think so, Joe?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's, I get this all the time when we do it, when we are producing other cities. They always want to come back for a second or third time to see the play. It's really that funny. And let me just say this also, that it takes place in the early 90s, like 94, 95. So it has now become a period piece.
Yes,
and we also did this piece in 2008. So people have been asking for it. Please bring Get Ready back. So we're getting ready to bring Get Ready back to you. So we want you to come out.
Well, you can learn more at newhorizontheater.org. newhorizontheater.org. And there you will find information about tickets. Downtown,
Helen Rao.
Yes, thank you. I had to remind myself the Helen Wayne Rao Rehearsal Hall, right in Katz Plaza. It's relatively easy to get there by transit or by car, and you can get more information at the website. I hope it's a good run.
Thank you. So, we're at the third floor of that building, Larry, just because sometimes people get confused and they're downstairs. We're on the third floor, but there is an elevator. It is accessible.
Excellent.
And our trusted volunteers would love to see you there as well.
They will welcome you, and I suspect Joyce will as well.
I'm there all the time.
Here's for a good run. Joe, nice to meet you. And Joyce.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Okay. Can I say this quickly? People can call for group rates at 412-431-0773. That's groups of 10 or more.
Excellent. Thanks, Joyce. And thanks, Joe. Thanks to both of you. And
we appreciate you.
There you've likewise. That's Joyce Magerson Moore and Joe Plummer with New Horizon Theater's production of Get Ready, which runs from October 30th to November 9th.